Hello, Mr. Ankles.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Melted Talks. I'm your host, Senpai, joined by a couple people here. We are joined by one of the very founding fathers of Melted Talks, Mr. Ankles.
Oh, damn, just make me sound old.
Go ahead and just introduce yourself, Ankles, and do what you do.
How about see there? Did Mr. Ankles? Friend of Mr.
Of course, we start the podcast and your connection starts going haywire. Oh my god. Oh my god.
What are you expecting me, dude?
Nothing. Try to say it one more time for us so we can just try. Just go. Try one more time.
Wait. No. All
right, guys. So this is Mr. Ankles. He was one of the many people that joined us, and the reason he hasn't, they can, but we literally just heard a massive lag spike in your audio. So to let you guys know, Mr. Ankles is one of the very first few people to start this podcast with me, and we've had a lot of analytics and a lot of people vote to have Mr. Ankles back on the show. The main reason is because of connection issues, if that wasn't apparent already. So this is Mr. Ankles here. We also have
just a guy named Luke.
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Lee.
Well, there's not a whole lot to say, you know. Like, I'm just here usually having a beer with my buddies, and I ain't got no beer tonight.
He chose not to go and get none because he's gonna get on the game tonight. He can't do it sober.
Well, I got work.
I respect the grind. We're also joined by, from what people that have listened to the podcast have called her, the child. Miss Child, do you want to introduce yourself to the podcast for everyone to hear you?
I guess.
Go right ahead. Do it.
I guess.
All right, so basically we're making this podcast today so we can, you know, get more acquainted with our new people that we have. Here recently, I've been posting some polls on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and all these things alike about the podcast and who everybody would like to see more on the podcast. And Mr. Luke, one thing I wanted to ask you today, or talk to you about today, is your percentage in the votings that we've been getting. Mr. Luke has been getting a 50 to almost 80 percentile vote to be on the podcast regularly. So how do you feel about that?
I feel a little popular, but I'm not sure why. I feel like people don't really like me, but I guess the numbers don't lie.
Numbers do not lie. And we have gotten a 30, because you hardly ever speak. A 30 to almost 50% on Miss Child here. So how do you feel about those numbers?
I don't know.
Well, then. She's going to be the new Colby. We want her to speak more.
More words.
And Mr. Ankles, we've gotten a very good 70 to 80% on you to return back to the show. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know how I feel about random things. Yay. Oh, Jared,
thank you. So my son's gonna be walking in and out. Guys, you're gonna be hearing him walking in and out because I'm not babysitting. But well, look, we're doing something right now, Bubba. You gotta go inside.
Well, don't get mad. I'm about to say Dakin came in here and I said he showed me a picture and it was a picture of a sandwich. I'm like, oh, you're making a sandwich. He's like, no, I'm drawing a sandwich. I'm like, isn't that the same thing?
So. Hold on one second, guys. Here.
Go outside. Go outside and play. And I'll be back after a short intermission.
Wow. My son just screamed because I told him to go play his PlayStation. That's
something. None nice. Of me.
So we all obviously have a lot of questions for Ankles. We always have a lot of questions for Luke and the child. Well, you know what? I'm tired of just calling you the child, him Ankles, and you your name. We got to come up with a nickname for him. So we're going to, me, you, the child, and Ankles are going to come up for a nickname for Luke, and we're going to let the podcast listeners decide on what
his name is. Can we just call him Skywalker?
No.
I was named after Cool Hand Luke, not Star Wars.
He's named after Cool Hand Luke, so I'm thinking...
God damn it.
Let's see. You played Lucio a lot in Overwatch, and you were actually a very good Lucio, and you surprised me a lot. Shut up! That's not the point! So, I would say we call him Breaker. Because, you know, when Lucio alts, you hear the words, let's break it down. I call you Breaker.
Breaker.
No, okay, you ruined it. All right, so that's not the name. All right, so, well, I'll give you a description of what this man looks like. He's white. He has a handlebar mustache. And he also has a big, big goatee.
It's about to go away tomorrow. And
apparently it's about to go away tomorrow. So,
well, damn.
What would you feel would be the right nickname for said?
What's his character like per se? Like, you got to tell me like more about him. By saying the description is one thing, but I don't know much else.
I would honestly say his character base is around the comic relief, like Colby, but more along the offensive comic relief than anything. We'll call him Gen V.
Gen V,
because he gets vagina, but he's also kind of young, so he's new.
That's pretty close. Gen Z there.
I'm 1 year younger than you.
You're still a baby to me. You know what? Cool Hand Luke, that's his nickname. Since he was named after it, Cool Hand Luke. Everyone agree? Not you. Looking at you.
He's like, he said, I don't get an opinion on
I swear. Okay, podcast, for every single time you hear her say the words, I guess you take a drink. All right, that's gonna be a new.
You're gonna be drunk.
You're gonna be drunk as shit. All right, so you have been on the podcast for what, 2-3 episodes now? Roughly around
something like that.
This is your third episode being on as an official guest, you know? So a lot of people don't want to see you as a guest anymore. People want to see you as a recurring member of said podcast. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I can't always decide when I can and can't because... Like you Colby, work. I'm always on the call, but yep. You know, it's all right, I guess. I'm not used to doing any podcast type business, but here I am. I'm talking. I'm being here.
Okay, and so you, child. So we got a lot of messages. We got a lot of feedback from everyone being on the show, and one of which says Luke sounded like a child. Like a teenager of sorts. Some people say I sound like a teenager too as well, so you're not alone on that. Some Indeed. People say you sound like an underage person. What is one thing you want to say to those people that are saying that you sound underage? And
say, fuck.
God damn, well, damn.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, treat this like...
I mean, I technically am underage if you want to count 21 as...
I mean, 21 and under, yeah, you're kind of underage. You're 19. That's fine, but...
I mean, I guess I kind of am underage.
Okay, so, and say the podcast goes somewhere, and this is the question for both of you, and you too, Will. We'll start off with you.
Dead
Wolf. I've had this... We'll start off with Cool Hand Luke here, because I've always had this thought, like, if we ever become famous, we ever become big... People are going to start creating fan art of us. What is one, Luke, fan art that you're scared to see of yourself if this podcast makes it?
I kind of sound a little nerdy. So, like, they probably, you know, the emoji with the...
Oh, with the glasses yeah. And the two front teeth? Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to say I didn't make a lot of weirdos voices, Tanner.
Hold on. We'll get to you, Mr. Ankles. Miss Child, what is one thing that you do not want to see yourself as fan art if this podcast takes off?
No idea.
A little baby.
No hentai type shit. What's her name? The Child? Oh, we got you. We're from Japan. We got that type of shit.
Oh, God. Right.
Ankles, same question for you.
Tanner, there's multiple pictures I do not want to see. given my imagination and... Well, Dakin, I got to put it on charger then. Put it on your phone charger. It's the same charger.
Well, we're having a normal conversation, I guess. So, too.
You can put it on there. It ain't going to take long to charge.
For those who do not know, Mr. Will is black. And I just cannot, I cannot stomach any of, racial type things. So, if I see that for Will, I'm going to bat with his ass. Like, as soon as I see it at the next
you're doing it wrong. If it's funny, then I'll take it. I won't take offense, but it has to be good. Has to make me chuckle at least.
He's gonna get us canceled. He laughed at me being a chainsaw spinner.
So that's not how this works. If I don't find it offensive, they can't get mad. Unless I find it offensive, then I'll get mad. Maybe. Why are you attacking me with Hulk? Get that thing away from me.
I'll answer honestly. I would say the most fan art. The most fan art that I'd be scared to see if this podcast takes off and we start doing things is. Well, there's two. I'll start off with the most obvious one. Me having sex with Melfi. I don't want to see that. No.
You're going to give me that Melfi.
Going to go give me the meltiness. And another one I don't want to see is me having sex with my co-stars. Because
why does it have to be sex, though?
Just listen. We've all seen South Park, right? You've seen South Park. Remember when those two boys got together in elementary? I forgot the name of them. Craig and somebody else. Tweak. Craig and Tweak. Everyone started making fan art of them doing shit together. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see what I would do to Luke or what Luke would do to me. I don't want to see what Will would do to Luke or Luke would do to Alan or... None of that. I don't want to see that. That is just not something that I want to see in my peripherals.
Oh, I kind of got another one.
Well, okay.
Hit
me with it.
If they find out that they call me BDL at work, which I mean, I guess I just told them.
You told on yourself. You did do it one night.
Last Saturday,
you did do it.
Wait, so, what did I mean?
Okay, so Ankles, you've been a long-running host of this show with me ever since it was Swifty Wars, which copyright infringement didn't want that to happen. So Mel Fox took the place. Is there anything you want to ask either Luke or the child?
Please not the child.
You're going to make him go right after you. Then you said not me, which means you.
I need a shot. I'm about to say my questions get weird.
Oh, my God. This is a podcast. You're not.
Tanner, you know how bad if I get drunk enough, you know how bad this will get, right?
Oh my God.
Don't blame God for my ignorance.
All right, so I'll ask you a question then, Mr. Ankles. And then we'll ask one. We'll do it like that. We'll do a little friendly little loop around because I don't want to be the one asking all the questions here. When you first heard me tell you that we were all making a podcast, what was your initial thought?
Yay, I get to bring my random dose of weirdness to the world.
All right, pretty now much. You, Luke. Who do you want to ask a question to? It could be anyone here.
I mean, I guess I'll ask Mr. Ankles something. I got added to that group chat earlier today.
Last night.
Yesterday.
Last night. And I saw you in there, and I just snooped just a tiny bit. And you, look like just a white, a surfer dude or something.
Like you can ask
California.
You can ask Tanner. I am nowhere near what I look like.
I don't want to answer this on podcast without my lawyer present.
No, I'll tell you this point blank. Me and Tanner have been friends for going on 10 years now. And
yep.
Do you want me to give you a quick summary of how we met?
How'd you meet?
Okay, me and him broke work at the same
time. Thousands of times, but go ahead.
Of course you have. No, I'm going with the quick version. Okay, we both worked at the same job. Okay, met him when I started smoking a cigarette. He came out there, offered him a cigarette. I asked him a random question, said, bro, what type of music do I look like I listen to? This man says R&B, and then I turned on Slipknot. Then here we are 10 years later.
Hell yeah.
It made me seem like a racist son of a bitch.
you had amber hair and tight pants, sir. I'm pretty sure you're not the weirdest person I would have ever met.
I would say the longest friend that I've had is Will. ankles because we've been through almost everything together. And
this man gave my government name. I'm suing you.
He pushed me out in traffic one time.
Yeah, you told us that.
Just gonna live with that. Now he pushed me out in traffic.
What are you talking about? That was the second life or death situation, sir.
We go through seasons of our friendship. We're on season 4.
Season 7.
Season 7, whatever. I forget. All right, Miss Child, do you have a question for any of us here? Yes, you do. I know you do. Get any out of question. That shell that turtle is in. I swear to God.
Any question about
anything. Question about anything. This is a 21 and up podcast. You can ask anything. Or you could tell us something. What about Luke that you want to tell us? I'm ready to know.
I mean, I don't know. Motherfucker. What do you want to know? I'll tell you something.
I don't want to know nothing. I want you to ask a question.
I don't have a question to ask.
Okay. We'll skip her for now. And, you know, that's actually something I wanted to, you know.
I have a question.
I wanted you to act like this. Hold on. I wanted you to act like this because that's why everyone loves her. She's relatable. You are relatable to almost every woman that we have on that list. One woman was like, I wouldn't know what to do on that podcast. There's like multiple men talking. There's what, Dina? Yeah, I see it, but go back inside. Before Garfield goes inside. Dina, go back inside, baby. Before yeah, I got him. You go. No.
Go.
Anyway.
Yeah, what's up?
Hold on. So, you are relatable. And hold on. There he goes. Half of our demographic are women. Half of them are men. And a lot of people relate to you. And I like it. And that's why I've honestly asked for both you and him.
I mean, it is a little hard being put on the spot. So
yeah, I mean, that's understandable. I was the same way before, you know, I was like, and now that I'm just, I don't give a fuck anymore.
See, and that's what
people do like you. I mean, they love what you represent. They love you as a person. I did a poll. You got votes for who you are. So never feel bad for being who you are. All right, Will, ask your question.
Where are you?
I mean, like, mainly, I didn't have enough service. This was while I was at work, and my service is garbage at work. I just, you know, like, a bunch of people that I didn't know, I was trying to see a little bit about them.
The only reason I added you to the group, Chaz, because you've been, and you'll laugh at this, because you've laughed at it before, he bullied me on 2 game nights, 2 Saturdays, to get Overwatch back. Because for those who do not know, I deleted Overwatch because of the just whole, you know, like, not liking the teammates, you know, toxicity. And
Dan,
know,
you act like
just hold on. So I invite Luke over for game night, and we do the podcast. And I'm pretty sure if you look back a couple episodes later, you'll hear him say, blah, 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 blah. I did delete Overwatch. I can't play with you if you're doing Overwatch. So anyway, so I decided, for the sake of Luke, to download Overwatch again. I downloaded it. I played a half a game with him before his internet cut out, which I can understand.
Not my fault.
It's not your fault, because my internet cuts out too. You're not alone on that. But ever since then, someone's, I'm too tired. I just got out from work. I want to play Fortnite. I want to do this.
I don't even play Fortnite.
I want to do this. I want to do that. But he has yet to play Overwatch with me.
I don't even play Fortnite.
You get my point. You'd rather play everything else but the game you bullied me to re-download. Just say it.
That was a fun time.
And I have this.
I missed the drop.
You know what? I'm going to let you say, this is part of the show where we do something new. You say.
Say what?
Say what I just said.
We go again.
This is part of the show where we do something new.
There you go. Looking for it. They're all in this box, I think it is.
Ow.
We're not playing games.
Okay.
I think this, when my cats knocked over the box the other day, Cards got mixed up on what goes in what, so I gotta scrummage through. Chat, what we're doing here is we're gonna learn a lot about some people. Okay. We're gonna learn a lot about Miss Child. We're gonna learn a lot about Luke, and we're gonna learn a lot about Mr. Angels. All right, so basically, I think.
Well, I feel like I'm being interrogated now.
Yeah, the big cards. Everyone's being interrogated. All right, so first, we're gonna start with the child. One of which, who you are an anomaly when it comes to the poll, you were voted above someone. Not gonna name names. And you were voted above Mr. Ankles on some of the polls. So well, you I wasn't get to here, choose so. The first card. Do it. Ask anyone you want to. This card goes to anyone you want to ask.
The big ones.
It has to be the big ones. The small ones are I think, truth or dare. Yeah, truth or dare. So don't choose the small ones. You choose the big ones.
Okay.
We're going to learn a lot about our friends here at Melty Talks.
Oh, why does it sound like you offering her like snacks or something? Choose the big snacks, not the small snacks.
All right, so you read the question and you ask who you want to. It could either be me, Ankles, Cool Hand Luke.
I mean, it's pretty stupid. It says, have you ever accidentally hit something with your car?
Who you want to ask that to?
You, I guess.
Okay, me? Okay, so this is very recently. I haven't told anybody because I'm embarrassed. Because I go to my last hand appointment, yes, right, for my broken hand. Yep. And they took the cast off and they said, just wear your brace
what?
When you're out and about. So I decided to wear my brace. I'm wearing it and I'm like, you know what? I have not driven so long since getting this cast. I want to drive. So I get in my car. Chelsea gets in. Dean was being babysat. So I back out and I go to drive out. I don't notice that a car is backing out and I hit the car. And the driver gets out with the fig. And I'm just over here like, bitch, you saw me. I'm right here. I turn into a Boston motherfucker. Like, you saw me fucking coming. That was fucking behind you. You saw me. You had to fucking see me.
Jesus.
So I did hit that car and we got into a big after getting my cast off of my broken hand, I hit a car. And almost broke it again. So
about to put yourself in another one.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see who goes next.
Are we on three or one?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I feel stupid because I'm over here doing it with my hand. I'm like, nobody can see me.
All right, Ankles, you'll be the one.
How
I get to roast you. Okay, this is a roast card. Here's how we'll do it. You get a roast card, you roast that particular person. Doesn't matter if you know him or not. And sadly, I know him, so I get to roast him on this. Depends, a word depends. That perfectly describes Ankles. There's a lot. Let me just hang it. Non-intuitous.
Is that a word?
It is. Intuitous is a word.
Intuitous?
Which means you're inclined with your surroundings. And sometimes Will is not inclined with his surroundings. So he's non-intuitous.
Bullshit.
Bruh, you thought you were planting something and ended up planting pumpkins. I don't want to hear it.
I did not plant that. My nephew did.
That's not intuitive?
Your turn, sir.
And you can get out of my hearing you.
We're on podcast, so I can't say anything I want to say.
Exactly, sir. You are limited. I am not.
You choose who you want to, Luke.
It's another roast.
Does he roast his girlfriend that he has to go home to, or does he roast his friend or someone that he doesn't know?
Yes, it is.
It says, if they think you've ever lied to them.
Eight times.
Have you ever lied to Luke? We've caught some spicy. Some spicy. I'm here for it.
Oh, just you know, she said that her dog was house
trained. He is house trained. He just doesn't like being alone.
Oh, that's a roast. That's a roast. All right, Mackenzie, your turn again.
I don't know how I'm gonna go because I can't see the cards.
You know what? You pick a card. Will, you ask a random truth question to any of us, and you say who you want it to be about.
Ask a random truth question, and then wait, what?
You just ask a random question to either one of us to find out something about one another.
Why don't you just read a card out, and then I can say that to some, I can ask that to somebody.
I was giving you a card.
It stuck to your hand. All right, well, this is your question for whoever you choose. Who in this room would lie, scheme, and cheat their way to the top?
Oh, sweet. Tanner, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Tanner, if it was a certain situation, yes, you would. Not this situation, sir. I'm not calling you out like that, but I know you, sir. But you'd only do it to people who deserve it, though. I'll give you that.
He's not lying either. Okay, you choose a card now, Miss.
My son just showed up in his blue Power Ranger outfit. I almost kicked him.
All right, choose your target. Wait,
go,
Adam.
Go, Big Head.
Tell us about the biggest thing you've had with someone in this room.
Who are you asking that question to?
I don't know.
I'd say skip that card. They can go in there.
Okay, go inside. I'm about to give it to you.
Only one, okay?
Yeah, I'm about to give it to you. Go in there. No. And we'll tell them how old you are.
I was gonna say that card is kind of half and half because you two are in a relationship and they don't know me and they know you, Tanner.
Do you want your piece of cake or not?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second, podcast. I'm parenting. Damn. Inside, baby. I know you were loving on Garfield. And here he goes. Slam the door. Cool. I've had beef with Luke. I just mentioned the beef with Luke not too long ago about the Overwatch thing. Yeah, I'll answer that. I'll answer it for her. All right. Things aren't always smooth sailing in the bedroom. Tell us your most embarrassing sex story and don't hold back, Luke.
I've already told you. It's not really embarrassing, but...
Oh, you don't have... Oh, Mackenzie. Oh, wait, hold on. Will. Tell us your most embarrassing sex story and don't hold back, Mr. Ankles.
Oh, are you talking about the time where me and you were roommates? And I'm about to say,
that's
I'm in
not other... a good way to start it.
And you say don't hold back, so that didn't technically have to specify. But okay, I'll
you
say like
tell
this.
The story.
Me and Tanner were roommates a couple of years back. And okay, his room was right next to mine. Okay, I was in there with a girl. I'm about to say he knows what was going on, but tell me why he heard my bed hitting the wall. Tell me why this motherfucker plays Marvin Gaye and like let's get it on, and I'm going to the beat, and I start all he hears is me in there laughing.
It seems I have taken over for just a minute. Your host had to do something. He had to pee.
So nothing wrong with that.
I will draw this card. Okay.
To be fair, I gave him motivation there. That
he did. He did no such thing. He ruined the flow.
Jesus. All right, a question for Mackenzie. What's the most scared you've ever been? Clowns and bear attacks count.
Oh, shit.
Most scared.
Did you almost get rabbit entitled?
Ding, 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 ding. Most scared. Most scared.
Okay, so what are you scared of?
The most scared she's ever been.
Oh, what's the most scared you've ever been?
When things come at me.
Come here!
Like clowns or something.
Oh, okay, alright. Alright, so he took over because I had to tinkle. So which means, oh, BFF
yes, you went
trivia. You know what, chat? Everyone listening? I'm going to ask Will this because we've been friends for 10 years, a decade. Going on a long time, right? Long time?
Yeah.
Will, I believe the school that you attended was Vinton.
No.
Starks.
No.
Okay.
I didn't go to school. I never went to school in Louisiana.
Okay. Which school did I attend?
What school did you attend?
Yeah. I tried answering for you. I didn't get it right. What school did I attend?
Shit, what the hell is the name of the place? Didn't you go to Vada or something like that?
Yeah, wrong. Yeah, Parkview Baptist. All right. So here's part of the challenge where the host, which is myself and the new people, I ask you guys, all three of you.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Kohan Luke because he's so beautiful. Look at him. Just look at him. Look at that smile. It's something we all talk about or think about. Do you pee in the shower?
Yes.
How often?
Yes.
I guess anytime I gotta go.
Anytime you gotta go. Do you pee in the shower?
What?
Imbecile. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And Angle already answered. He pees in the shower. All right. So this one will be for Mackenzie, the child.
I don't like the white card. I don't know what it is, but I don't like it.
I'm not asking that one. We're not answering that one.
Why not?
All right, no, you know what? Ankles.
Why can't?
Oh, I thought this was the card that was a sore subject.
Nah.
No. Okay. What was your worst breakup story, Miss McKenzie?
Let's see. I've only gone through like two breakups.
Lucky. I went.
It's with the same person, so.
With the same.
Yeah, we dated for 2 years.
Not me.
Oh, I was about to say like. Motherfucker! No. You ain't learned from the second one yet. I learned from the third one. All right, so what was, in your opinion, the worst thing about it? Because I find it, with technology and stuff, breaking up is the hardest thing to do about a breakup. Is
delete.
No. It's not about how the breakup happens, because the breakup can happen regardless.
Oh, blocking them on everything and not breaking up with them at all?
Deleting the pictures. And just being constantly reminded of how happy you were, and then having to delete those because it's no longer present. That's my worst part.
The second time we broke up, I deleted everything instantly and blocked him. I said, who cares?
Oh, yeah. Fuck that motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck that dick. All right, Ankles.
Boy.
Ooh. Ankles get a twofer because it's stuck together.
Aye.
All right, well, we're going to start off easy. Start off with a truth question for you, bud.
Okay.
Everyone has their insecurities. What are two of yours?
Two of my insecurities?
Two of your insecurities.
Snot. What? Oh, insecurities. That's a fear.
Snot is a fear? Do you scream every time you blow your nose?
No, but I will refuse to get anywhere near you.
All right, so what is two of your insecurities?
Well, one would probably be the way I talk.
The way you talk, like, is the way okay.
I noticed the colors. I thought you used those colors. Hold on. Oh, hold on. Yeah. Here's answering the question.
I know what you're talking about. All right, Ankles. What is your second one?
One's gray, one's.
Dakin, I'm on the podcast real quick. I come in there in a second. The newest Titans. He's asking me about Skibidi Toilet Titans.
All right, so what is your second insecurity?
Shit.
Your insecurity is your shit that you take?
No, that ain't one. Yeah. I honestly don't know. I don't really have very many.
All right, so we'll go ahead and skip to the second card because you got a twofer.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think my other insecurity is probably my height.
That's fair. It's one of mine.
I'm only like 5'10".
I'm 5'4". I mean,
I'm 5'10".
Taller than you. Yeah. Yeah. Updates.
That's another thing.
All right, so
probably
your second card is a pop quiz. So you got to answer these questions correctly.
Hey, reality.
What was the first capital of the United States? New York, Baltimore, or Washington?
New York.
Ding, 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 ding. See, he got it right that time.
Okay.
looking at you.
I didn't get that card.
Oh, no, it was you.
No, it wasn't him. I don't know who
it was. It was somebody. When was the Declaration of Independence signed? January 14th, 1776, July 4th, 1776, or August 2nd, 1776?
But what was the first two again?
January 14th and July 4th.
If you get this wrong, you're literally just a fake American.
Yeah, if you get this wrong, you're unpatriotic.
I never said I was.
Canceled from the podcast. Don't want him on no more.
Was it the 4th of July? I don't know.
Nope, it was August 2nd. That's one wrong.
Okay, I fucked up.
Who has the largest signature on the Declaration of Independence? I swear to God, if you get this wrong, you are an adult. Hancock, you don't John. Think like a child.
Who Hancock was John.
John Hancock. Oh, God. That's so fucking hilarious, though. Years ago, John Hancock was like, I'm signing this for importance. Now he's related to the biggest signature on the Declaration of Independence and has to do with fucking cock. Like, the only reason we think it's cool is because it says cock in it. It's the biggest one, so whatever. Mr.
Dang, can I do too?
He has vision on it.
I know.
Have you ever come close?
Dagan, I know.
Failing a class, and if so, which one?
Dagan, that says Pan American Television. Well, get off online.
Hold on, Will.
Wait, what was the question? Because my son showed me some weird stuff. What the hell?
I'm asking Luke a question right now.
I don't know what class was called. Like
literature, social studies.
No, it was like some career thing, and I just never did the work, so I had to take it again.
Okay. All right, well, Will, what was one close that you came close to failing at?
One course that I came close to failing at?
Course, class, don't give a shit. I fucked up the word.
So does it have to be one that I almost failed, or does it have to be one that I failed?
No, that you came close to failing, but you never did.
Oh, that would be my science class, because I made a bet with my teacher that I can literally talk through his entire class, not pay attention, and pass his class, and I did.
All right, child.
Try Spanish.
Spanish. I mean, I agree with that wholeheartedly. All right, I will answer. I will ask one more question, then we'll get to the next segment of the show before we end it, because we're at 37 minutes.
The nitty and gritty and the meat and potatoes.
We'll start with you, since you were the final one. Not answering that one. That was the one that I was not supposed to read. Okay. She's a child. I should not be asking her this. At what age do you want to have kids? And speak very carefully, because I had mine at 20.
Whenever.
And you're only 19. Whenever?
Whenever it comes.
Right now.
Change your answer.
Whenever.
Right now?
Whenever.
You want a child?
Yeah, I do.
You want a child?
I do.
You want to?
I do.
You want to sleep is? You ain't get that shit. Because if you don't wake up, you're classified as a bad parent. Okay? If something like you're just sitting there and you're sleeping, it's 6 o'clock and you're so tired of being a mom and baby's asleep and daddy's asleep or daddy's at work. You don't know. You go, and that baby, kicking legs back and forth, and he comes home to the baby crying, and you're still asleep, and he has to take care of it, which creates a fight between you two. And if he's asleep one day and you're doing something, it creates a fight between you two. Don't do it.
Sorry, you're having flashbacks again.
It's a trap. Either way, you can't win. Or whenever you're finally sound as two, you know, adults that are married that have a kid. Right. Chat, in podcast, you're going to hear me fucking vent for a second. Okay, you two are calm. You guys got your shit figured out. And then your parents start fucking sticking their nose in shit. And then calling him a piece of shit. And then you have to defend him, because that's your man. That's your dick that you suck every night. You got to. And then that if they start, like, it's even worse if they start disrespecting her, because she's the one that came out with the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Sir, will you just let her have the baby battered and move on, sir?
So then again, you come to the crossroads. Do I keep defending my man, my woman, or do I keep defending my fam?
Forget the family.
See, she gets it. She fucking gets it.
That's because you've already created your own, my friend.
Don't do it unless you're ready. Okay, how about this? I will prepare you guys for a child.
What the fuck?
The only way for this to happen is you have to keep both of your phones on loud. I'm going to call you at 4 o'clock in the morning, every morning. And keep calling until 6 o'clock in the morning until y'all wake up. And I'm going to keep going.
He won't do it because he won't even be up past 3. Have
with me for calling you so much and waking you up, child.
Tanner, I'm about to say, I highly doubt you're going to stay up past 3.
Bro, you underestimate my power.
Your power is weak.
I work graveyard. I can stay up as long as I want to and sleep all day. But now, I'll make sure to call you.
Hey, you call me.
I will get his number from you. And I would...
So you've never heard of a do not disturb button?
You know something? I stay up all night and sleep all day.
Oh, okay. So you'll answer.
She's nocturnal.
As soon as you hang up, I'll call again. Hang up. I'll end it. Answer it. I'll hang up.
I mean, me and my sister just call all night.
But still, I'll be interrupting every fucking thing.
I will.
And then once you have to go to work, I'm going to go over to your house. You're going to be like, oh, I'm getting up to go to work. I'm going to your house and I'm shitting all over the place.
So I got a weird feeling, Tanner. This is how that's gonna go.
You gotta clean it up,
Tanner. Tanner, I got a weird feeling how it's gonna help. 911, what's your emergency? There's some crazy guy on my lawn shitting.
He's shitting all over my countertop.
I think he's on drugs.
And let me tell you, I'm the only one that cleans over there.
I'm gonna be on my
back. Me.
I'm gonna be on my back with my arms in the air and my legs in the air.
Yeah, he's definitely on. Get the taser.
But what's different?
Fuck you. So we're at 42 minutes. We've been having some fun. Luke, what is one thing that you want to say to the people that have voted for you to be more present on the podcast? What is one thing you want to say?
I fuck with y'all. I keep it 100. And, you know, sweet God.
Y'all busting for real, for real.
I guess I'm just happy to be involved, you know.
Mackenzie, what do you want to say to the people that have voted for you to be a mainstay on the podcast? Because we may not be as big now, but we are number one in 5 people's Spotify playlist. We are number 5 in 10 people's podcast, and we're number 10 in 20, and, you know, so on and so forth. We have gained a lot of listeners these last couple of days because we have all been doing things. Yeah, I've been bringing more people in. I brought you in. And honestly, we've reached 116% of listeners since bringing you guys in.
What does that say about us?
It says that people like you guys. And I obviously want to listen to the people that love the podcast, and, you know, I want to speak for them as well as they speak for you guys. So what is one thing you want to say?
I'm glad y'all vote for me or I'd cry. Or if I got 0.
She did say on the way up here, she was like, if people wouldn't have voted for me, like, I'd have just stopped coming over.
That's now.
I'd cry.
And it is crazy that, you know, you guys got more votes than someone, which is kind of, and Will, we're going to get to him now. Will, what is what do you want to say to the people that voted for you to actually start coming back for podcasts?
Will start another podcast with Tanner? Will I be in another episode? Find out on the next episode of The God of Omnipotent Ankles. Sorry, had to fuck with you. But no, I actually kind of enjoy being on the podcast again. This is actually a pretty decent experience, not going to lie.
Okay. Wouldn't mind coming. What do you think of Mr. Ankles, Luke? One of the very big founding fathers of the podcast.
He seemed all right, but I remember it might have been that first time I was on or something, and you drunk called him, And then I called him his actual first name, and he was like, man, fuck you.
Do you like this guy?
Yeah, I've seen a car with you
before. Mackenzie, what do you think of Mr. Ankles, one of the very few people that actually started the podcast with you?
First, I got a question. I thought he was coming for Thanksgiving. You said that.
Blame and Tanner.
He never came, so I was like, is he real?
I'm going to hit you with some something that you probably keep on reminding me of. That I didn't play anymore. No, but here's the kicker, Tanner. His birthday is tomorrow.
So for those who've listened to the podcast, and for you guys who obviously haven't heard any of the older episodes because they're all deleted, Will as a person, just talking to him on a regular, calling him on a regular, he would tell you a story, and he start to finish the story. Every five sentences or so, he'd be like, well, listen, this happened. But here's the kicker. Every single, every five sentences, that was the thing. So we should make fun of him for it.
About that, and the word got stuck in my head for a while.
And he's recently stopped doing it. He stopped saying
It's been months.
But I'm happy that you enjoyed his company. And the reason why he did not come for Thanksgiving was because wife has been working, obviously. I've been out of work these last couple weeks.
Somebody didn't have some gas
was in the car. I did not have enough gas to go and get him and bring him back. So he was not here for Thanksgiving.
Well, his name is Mr. Ankles. Just put him to work.
Sir, wow. The name Mr. Ankles comes from something very stupid.
Okay. So we'll tell everyone that is newer to the podcast, that's newer here, the name Mr. Ankles.
I'll ask your questions in a minute. Hey, don't you be hating on my childhood crush. You did not insult Wednesday.
Well, no one's talking about Wednesday.
I'm talking about my son, Silent Child.
He has a hand and a friend.
A what?
A hand.
So? They can boy go. Boy
again,
go.
Chat, if you hear any cars outside, because we're doing the studio is outside at the moment. All right, so how did you get the name Mr. Ankles?
Sorry.
How did you get the name Mr. Ankles?
Watching a YouTuber about to say, he's like, I'm jumping down on him. I don't know who down here, but we're going in. The man jumped off the thing. All I hear is... He's like, my ankles. And I'm like, I don't know what it is that made me laugh harder than it should have. And then ever since then, Mr. Ankles has been born.
Back whenever I first started Twitch, actually, me and him started playing Warzone together. And our main tagline for any time we would play Warzone was, let me get them ankles. Let's take them ankles. We take also, ankles today.
See, Call of Duty was a main factor of that. That's actually how we got a couple of people to get a kick. They're like, Mr. Ankles. I'm like, yeah, come on over here real quick. Meet Poppy and Bulky Kneecaps.
Okay, and one more question I want to ask about the people here, and one's going to be designated towards the child. Will, we have not yet told you her age. How old do you think she is?
19.
She said it. Oh, you did?
We said earlier.
Yeah. I can hear.
Okay, so based off of her voice, does she sound older or younger?
She sounds about that age.
See, you get respect.
My question is, how old do you think I am?
Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about that.
28.
You?
I did mention that earlier.
I didn't hear that.
Well, you just gave it away. You can't let Mackenzie fucking answer. Jesus Christ.
He turns 29 tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, he turns 29 tomorrow. He's getting old. He's getting up there in age.
Well, look, see my picture. Do I look like a 29-year-old, pretty much?
No one has ever seen your picture.
He did.
I saw just a little tiny in the group chat because, like I said, I had no service, so your profile never actually loaded.
Zacused. But yeah.
Okay. So we're at 50 minutes now, roughly around the time to end the podcast here.
Yeah, you might as well do a full hour.
We can't. It's 60 minutes in total. Is there anything that you, child, want to say before we end the podcast?
No.
Well, our votes are going to go back down to zero.
Please, no. I'm going to cry.
Come on, there has to be one thing you at least want someone to know. Give us a positive quote from your bio on Facebook. Because you're young. I guarantee you got one.
I mean, okay, I'll tell you what my is on Facebook. Hold on.
Oh, shit. We're getting real shit here. All right, she's looking on Facebook.
It just says, be a nice human. And at the bottom, it says, in love with my best friend.
So be a nice human and fuck your best friend. Always remember that. That nerdy fucker, you fuck that motherfucker. He needs it. All right. Luke.
Yes.
Anything you want to tell the podcast before we end it tonight?
I mean, I kind of said everything, I guess, that I wanted to say, you know? Like, thanks for all the love and support. I'm very appreciative of it. And I'm just happy to be here, Tom.
Tom?
I don't know.
Who is Tom?
You know, I'm just going.
Oh, okay. All right. Ankles, is there anything you want to let the podcast know before we end it?
Never stop being yourself. Be weird as much as you can. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you can't be special. You're all special, wonderful Skittles.
Sorry. What's your favorite? And,
yeah, what's your favorite Dragon Ball character?
Between Piccolo and Krillin.
All right, give us a quote from Piccolo.
Does it have to be from the show, or could it be from like a video game?
Any, I don't care.
All right, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but Piccolo used to make this weird ass sound whenever he would hit somebody. It's Kaya.
And lastly, I want to thank everyone for listening. We just had a video posted on TikTok. Someone that found our podcast and enjoyed listening to it. If you guys ever are on TikTok and you want to see some funny ass content, look up Cousin Nash and the Nash Fits. They made a video dedicated to Melty Talks and shouting us out. So we're going to shout them out too as well. Cousin Nash underscore and underscore the Nash Fits. Go check them out. Very hilarious. It's a bunch of puppets that are going to be on the show actually in a couple weeks. So be on the lookout for that.
That's an ampersand, not and.
Whatever. You heard what he said. So search them on TikTok. They're very funny. They're going to be on the podcast here soon. Mr. Nash and all of his friends. I want to thank everybody for listening. This podcast is sponsored to you by GameStop. Power to the players. Use promo code Senpai's Gaming. This is also brought to you by Marvel Strike Force. Follow me on Twitch in order to get the link to download your stuff. I want to thank Mr. Cool Hand Luke for being here.
Yeah.
I want to thank the child, Miss McKenzie, for being here. She's giving me a death stare. Don't kill me.
What? Say something.
What did me say?
Say, I said pleasure being here. Like you enjoyed the company.
I mean, I did enjoy the company, I guess.
Okay. And I want to thank Mr. Ankles for being here as well. He's going to be hopefully on more podcasts than he has not been.
Don't worry. I'm about to say this was fun. Nah.
And like always, guys, like Melty says, why eat when you can devour? We didn't have Kobe here for that one. He left a little early. Hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their night, day, morning, whatever. And like she said earlier, fuck your no. friend, my guy. Like, he deserves it. I promise you, he has Capri Sun waiting to be popped like a Pringles gang. Whatever. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Hope you guys have a wonderful night. Bye, everybody.
See you. Yeah, nah.